Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the Big Brother franchise from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 82. Let's get started. All right, welcome, sisters.
Hey.
Hello, hello.
Hello. We are here to talk about Big Brother Canada. I think it's a fifth.
Another good week.
Yes. Come on. How many weeks can we say that?
I know. It's another good week. Whatever week it is, it might be five. It's been good.
Right?
I'm like, OMG. This shit is like better and better every week.
Let's not jinx it here.
Well, I mean, true. That's true. But, I mean, even if it's somebody I like leaving, which Gary left last week, it's still been very action-packed and drama-filled and exciting to watch.
Yes.
Yes. So, although, if it hadn't been a double eviction, I might have been a little pissed. But we'll get into that. If it wasn't a double eviction and only one person went home, I might have been a little upset, but it worked out well in the end.
Really?
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. By who left, you mean?
Yes.
Oh. We must discuss.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't care. on the one. The other one, I was like, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we start out. I know, isn't that?
No, I think I agree with this day, but we'll see.
Oh, okay.
I know, right?
That's a switcheroo.
Yes.
Oh, I think I know what you mean by pissed by the other one didn't go. Is that what you mean?
Gotcha. Maybe.
Is that what you mean?
You'll find out.
We'll get to there.
Okay.
We'll get there.
I want to know. Okay, we start out with a recap of the eviction. Speeches by the two people on the block, Dre and Gary. And I didn't realize last week watching the eviction that when Dre was giving her comment, she was really talking shit on Jackie. Did y'all catch that last week?
No. Not until the recap.
I know. Was it like,
right,
show her say that last time or did I just miss it? I don't know.
I showed it last time, but
not that it was for Jackie.
But I guess I missed the part where she says, I'll grow red hair and fake eyelashes and I'll bat my, or whatever the heck she said, I'll bat my eyes and
she
lie.
She did say all that.
I guess I just wasn't paying attention to her.
You dozed off.
You had a small LM.
Yep.
You pulled a small LM.
I must have, because I was like, oh, she was talking on Jackie. Okay, because last week I was like, what's she talking about? So I was like, okay, because I really don't, you know, I was like, okay, I like this. I like this, Dre. Mm-hmm. I don't like when she's talking shit on Gary, but I like it when she's talking shit on
I didn't like that either, but it doesn't matter now.
Yeah, so that I was just like, And then Gary gets evicted. We get to see it again, which I was like, no.
I know.
Didn't like it. And then we see a recap of the HOH where William wins and he looks super shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Super duper shocked.
Yeah.
Which, but it was cute. It was cute. And you can immediately see people going, oh, shit.
I know. Just the look of worry.
On
that whole
faces.
Side of the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Bruno.
My boo. My bae.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my.
Still your boo and bae?
My Canadian bae.
She's getting in deeper and deeper
still?
Every week.
He's still your Canadian bae?
Say that again?
Is he still your Canadian bae?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay. Even after this week?
Yeah. Did I miss something?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is, unless I missed something.
Well, I guess if you didn't mind the, you know, temper tantrum, you wouldn't mind this week's.
I'm so lost.
Waterworks. The waterworks.
Oh, the waterworks.
Oh, yeah. I was really annoyed by that. But...
Oh.
See, I was wondering if that would bypassed because of your love for him, or if you would have...
No, it wasn't one of his finer moments.
You mean when had the birthday thing? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I kind of have to give him leeway.
Oh, come on.
It was the kids. Yeah.
And but I was watching that looking like Karen.
That's how I was.
What a depressing
I was like,
this is the most depressing birthday party ever.
Really, people?
Right.
And then Ding Dong Dylan starts crying.
Oh, don't even get me started.
I was like, oh no.
Dylan was, okay, I'm not even going to go there.
He wasn't, wait, now look, we can't have no unequal opportunity crying here. Because
I was annoyed by both.
Okay. I was going to say, because...
You know, come on. You already know.
I was more annoyed by Dylan.
Really?
I was, Bruno. Too.
Yeah.
I was... Dylan's crying over someone else's card from someone else's kids.
It made him think about his niece, who he raises. He raises that little girl. That's his child, basically.
I know.
He washes her ass and shit.
Washes.
Spare me.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so before we get to that.
We'll tell that later, yeah.
All right. Before we get to that, what did y'all think about the reactions of Dylan and Emily to losing the HOH? Dylan stomping around the house, mad at himself, and Emily's telling him to chill out.
Okay, well... I just don't like Dylan because everything he does annoys me now.
I thought that was
And known. I get being upset because you may have been close to winning, but he was like super sulking. Mm-hmm. Even Emily, I could tell, was getting a little irritated with him. She's like, it's over. It's done with. You didn't win.
Yeah.
Get over it.
She was too.
Move on.
She was tired of it too.
You got to chill on out, babe.
Right.
Then we get a little bit of Ika being happy that William won. She's in the diary room talking about, I've been playing the middle. And so far, it's been working out for me. But then she has this little side conversation with Dimitri. And she's like, do you think Canada hates us? He's like, who cares? I don't care. And I was saying to my screen, no, they don't.
Well, if they didn't hate you before, after that comment...
They might, yeah.
They do now, maybe.
Then they might.
I like her more being unapologetically bitchy than... Yeah, than being, like, worried about what the country is going to think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But everyone, I think, will get that self-conscious feeling every once in a while. You can't be that badass all the damn time.
That's
Unfeeling
true.
Unfeeling all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. So I didn't fault that question.
Yeah.
Dre is... And Karen are talking, and she's telling Karen, look, don't act like you're too comfortable because I don't want people to know that we're working together. And Karen's like, huh, do you ever see me? I never look comfortable. I'm always looking uncomfortable. I never think anything is going to go my way.
Mm-hmm. It's not an act.
And then it was so funny because William was in there too. And she's like, oh my gosh, people are going to be so far up William's ass. They're not even going to see their feet.
Their feet?
They're going to be dangling up out of his derriere. They were rolling.
They were like, oh my gosh, how did Dylan fit up there?
And Emily's right on his heels. Guy. Stuck to him
Karen
like glue.
Is a hoot. Oh my gosh, she's a hoot.
She is. She's still my favorite. Oh gosh, I was rolling.
And so
then,
was I.
But I was really... interested to see what they would do in this HOH. Dre, like what they would counsel William to do. And William being so not hot-headed, but irritated last week about people telling him what to do, I thought, well, he's going to really follow what he wants. But he kind of He kind of listened to them a lot.
He really did.
He didn't do what he wanted to do.
I think what they wanted and what he wanted was pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
I think so too, which I didn't quite get why he wanted that.
Because they are another couple.
Yeah.
But him and Dre are a couple. Kinda, sorta.
Yeah. Well, they are another couple, but if you're going to put up one, you kind of have to put up the other, because if not, that's a sure vote.
Mm-hmm. I was just hoping that he would go after
break up a couple.
Yeah. Hoping he would go after somebody that's been in there already.
Yes. See, like, I by no means thought his whole purpose was to backdoor someone or...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
No, I think he came up with that later.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, okay, why is he... Well, so basically he's not... Well, I'm still amazed at why he's not going after the bigger fish that haven't been nominated mm-hmm. yet, like Kevin, Bruno.
Yes, yes.
Even Ika, exactly. Even though they're supposedly aligned. Cindy. Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be Ika or Dimitri, because he's working with them.
Right. So that mm-hmm. makes sense. But like a Bruno, you're trying to get to the other side. You can't do Netta yet. So I get that. But let's get one of Netta's people, which would be Bruno, Kevin, Cindy. Not that I want to see Cindy go, because I actually kind of like Cindy, but Bruno, Kevin, one of them, and not all of them would go, but at least one of them would be gone.
Right.
That's but you're going to go after, and he keeps talking about Jackie. Oh, actually, no, he didn't talk about Jackie. Dre did.
No. Right.
Ika did.
Ika he did.
And Dre wanted Bruno. And I was like, okay, I'm good with that, because you need to go after somebody on the other side that's big that hasn't even been on the block yet.
I was not okay with that.
I know.
I was just hoping you'd mix it up a little
mix
bit, you know?
Mix it up.
They've already been on the block.
Yeah, so Ika is pushing hard, and I mean hard for Jackie. And we know why.
Yes.
And William and Dre are mentioning Dylan and Emily. And I'm still thinking, Dylan and Emily, okay. Mm. But why? They're like the low people on that totem pole.
Definitely.
Get one of the higher people. So then Ika is talking to Bruno. And she's like, look, Bruno, because she's still working with that side, quote unquote, working. She tells Bruno, look, your name got mentioned, but I'm suggesting Dylan and Jackie. He's talking about Dylan, Emily, or Jackie. So I think you're good. And he's like, oh my God, thank you, Ika. And then Ika's in the diary room talking about, you know, Bruno's just one of these type of people that if you do something for him, he'll do something for you. And I just want him to remember that I helped him out in this case, which was smart.
He'll be safe. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Very, very smart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then we see William's HOH room, and he gets his message from his mom and dad. En français, mm-hmm. which was cute to see.
I almost said see.
A wee. I miss hearing the Quebecois accent. You see how different it is from the French accent.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fun.
Did you guys notice, though, how when it was, you know, in BBUS, usually, and someone says, who wants to see my HOH room? And people are like, okay, only because I have to. But in BB Canada, like, everyone genuinely wants to see the HOH room.
I noticed that too.
They were very excited.
That was good.
Yes, I loved it.
Very nice of all of them. We get
the double DR.
Yes, I was just gonna say, I couldn't read my handwriting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Karen and Kevin get called to the DR together, and they're like, what?
I know.
What is going on? And they get in there, and there is all this party stuff, drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and they are being tasked with a secret mission, and they are both so excited.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
So funny. They have to, they're going to throw a fake party, basically, and try to
cover.
That's their cover.
As a cover, right.
Mm-hmm. To get 7 articles of clothing that other housemates are wearing.
Right.
And Karen's immediately like, okay, I can do this. We can do this. And Kevin's like, yes, we can. And then you proceed to see Karen doing it all.
Doing
totally.
It all.
Oh.
No, my favorite part of this mission is when Karen is sipping on a martini and she goes back in the DR by herself. And she's talking to Big Brother like, why did you give me Kevin?
Yes.
She's like,
you should not have given me Kevin.
Yeah.
He's in the hot tub.
Yes.
And I'm going around collecting everybody's clothes.
Oh, my God.
That was hilarious. And I was like, yeah, why'd you give her Kevin? Shit, he ain't doing
anything. Yeah, of all the people.
Nothing. And I think he only...
Well, he got... Okay, I think he got two things.
Which one of them was super, super ill.
Yes,
he was.
He was
in the hot tub with my Canadian bae. Yeah. And they swapped swimming trunks.
In the thing.
That was so gross. So gross.
Well, what's gross? I mean, it's just pants. It ain't like it's his underwear.
It might as well be underwear.
I think they probably had underwear on underneath.
It is underwear. They don't fit like pants. Those are like underwear.
Yeah.
But I think
I'm not gonna. So wait, you would swap a bathing suit with someone?
I think men's. I don't think they were swimming trunks. I think they're just shorts that he had on over underwear.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think they were swim trunks.
They were swim trunks.
No, that might be different.
And I don't think they were wearing underwear underneath those.
No. Swinging in the trunks. Well, no, I wouldn't. No.
Ew.
That's just nasty.
Yeah. There's no extra layer in there. And Bruno's like, okay.
I know. Right? But again, they had been drinking.
I suppose.
They hadn't been drinking that long.
They wouldn't have fooled LM.
Now the Karen one with Dylan was so obvious. He was like, why did you do that? She's like, oh, I've been drinking so much. She's like, no, I saw you. You deliberately did that. And she's trying to deflect it like, oh, I know, but I've had three martinis.
Right.
I'm so sorry. I'll wash it. Give it to me. No, Karen, why? Why did you do that?
That was really funny.
That was awesome. And she was drinking a lot. She was.
She was. She knew what she was doing. She knew exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh, Dimitri, for your fans, let me have your shirt.
And then Ica's bra.
I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
I think at that point, though, didn't they have like three or four rounds of drinks by that
They had. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ica's like, here you go.
They kept going back in HOH.
Kevin kissed William for his sweater.
That Kevin. I don't know about him.
I don't like Kevin.
I know about him.
You do know?
You said you do like him or you do not like
him? I don't like him.
Okay.
Ixnay on the Kevin A.
I mean, he's doing what he has to do to win the game. I just don't like that kind of
I don't like that either. Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of play.
But he kind of gets found out a little bit. So at the end of it all, if they win and get 7 articles of clothing, then all of the house gets to be halves for the week, which I thought was a really good reward.
Yeah.
Good motivation.
Yeah. And they ended up winning thanks to Karen.
Yeah.
She won that all. And then when they were all cheering, they were cheering with Kevin. And I'm like, y'all all need to go cheer it with Karen on the couch because she's the one that won that damn task.
Did it all.
Right.
Thank you. Kevin didn't do shit. She had to go.
And she really was the only one like not cheering. I mean, she was cheering, but not in a little huddle with everyone else.
No. Yeah. She was on the couch.
Yeah.
And I think if it was Kevin, he should have been like, hey, for the record,
that was Karen's
the one pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Because she got 5 and he only did 2.
2 out of 7. That's shameful.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Then we get some scenes of Kevin sleeping with William, getting ready to go sleep with William, and Dre talking to William and telling him, look, I know you've had some drinks, but don't be telling him shit.
Yeah.
He's going to be up here all night. Don't be telling him nothing. Because you know he's only doing this to get information. He doesn't like you really. So just make sure you guard your heart. And realize it's not real. And I was like, oh, Dre, it's a little harsh, but it was true.
Well, William's like, I'll do that. Mm-hmm, yeah. But he can't help it. he's like swooning over
Kevin
that guy.
Kevin is smarmy. He just looks smarmy to me. Sleazy-ish.
Yeah.
So anyway. So
what do you think, LM, of Kevin?
No go. Ixnay on the Kevin A.
Oh, good. Excellent. Thank you. Just checking. Yeah, he's got to go.
He does.
Then we see Emily telling Dylan that she can't picture herself in the house without him.
Yeah. She's getting feelings for him, she says. Right.
And that's fine. She's it's just fine. The whole part about the, I just can't picture myself in the house without you.
Right, because she really can't.
And I was like, really? Come on now. And then he tells her that he really is catching feelings for her. And then she has some diary room thing where she says, well, you know, he's liked me for a while. I'm just now catching up to him.
Yeah.
So she confirms that she likes him too.
Yeah.
And she tells him like, oh, you're perfect.
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Are you sure? Oh, man.
Hey, you know.
Hey.
Everybody
knows. It works for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
But I just think it's always so corny when a house guest says, I've already won. But they're talking about liking someone in the house. I'm like, seriously? Right. Like,
meeting
keep
someone.
Focused.
Yeah. This is a game. Oh, hello.
He gets refocused pretty quick, honestly.
Too.
That's true.
He does. He gets refocused. So then we get a... I don't mind that little sappy lovey-dovey stuff. I just don't like it when they... Especially the girls are always the ones that say it. I can't picture myself in here without you, baby. Oh, spare me.
Gag me.
Like, you can't exist without the dude. Come on. It's just redonk.
You'll survive.
Thank you. Shit. This is one in a million different... Well, not a million, but, you know, one of many...
I know.
But... ...relationships you'll have, and in the Big Brother house, everything is magnified anyway. There's only a few... In the grand scheme of Big Brother, there's only a few that endure outside.
Yeah. It's been a month or whatever. You're going to be all right.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
So then we get another task with Kraft peanut butter. I don't know about no
Kraft. Are you gagging at the peanut butter or is that it's Kraft?
I think because it's Kraft peanut butter.
Kraft.
I never
heard of Kraft
peanut
butter.
I didn't even know Kraft meat peanut butter.
I think it must be new.
No.
Or maybe it's just in Canada. I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it, never seen it.
Me neither.
What about Jif? What about Skippy?
Thank you.
If it ain't Jiffy, it ain't
If it ain't Jif, it ain't right. Thank you, Emma.
Yeah.
Honey, Jif is where it's at.
And original. Kraft not the extra crunchy mess.
No.
It's got to be
original creamy.
Yes.
Smooth.
So good.
Oh, I can go for some now, actually.
You know,
oh,
the big ass jars that Sam's and Costco sells? I can tear one of those up within about a couple months. I
mean, way.
I can go through some peanut butter.
Wow.
I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Okay.
I can count on one hand how many PB&J sandwiches I've ever had in my life.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mostly just go for peanut butter these days. No jelly.
So yeah, peanut butter with what?
Like sometimes on peanut butter and butter.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and butter.
Oh,
my gosh. That's so good.
It's good. Warmed.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, like peanut
on an
butter,
English muffin.
Peanut butter on toast is the best.
Yes. Now I'm getting hungry.
That's the best. I'm like, shit, do I have any peanut butter in there?
I like peanut butter on apples.
Mm. Yes.
Never had that?
Celery.
Celery, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bump on a log.
Ritz crackers.
Oh, yes. Love.
Saltines are better.
And saltines, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had that for lunch just about a week ago. I took me a pack of crackers to work, and I took my jar of peanut butter. I just wanted peanut butter and crackers, and I'll just spread it on there and eat one.
There you go.
Do a little bit of work, spread another one.
Build you up.
Eat it. Yeah, it's so good.
Do a spoonful?
You know, I'm not just a spoonful of peanut butter type of person. I like to have it on something.
I will occasionally.
But, oh, it's so good. Jif. I don't know about this Kraft. Now, if it's anything like the Kraft Ranch that they fucked up,
I don't want no part.
Thank you. I don't want none of it, Jack. They talking about no preservatives or whatever the heck they did to the ranch. It's gonna be
gross.
Thank you. So this whole task, I was gagging.
Were you?
Ugh. Yes. First of all,
Which part?
The whole part when they had to make it, the shit they were putting in it, and then the people had to taste it.
I thought some of those combos were actually tasty, probably.
Mm.
I didn't like them using their hands like that. Thank you. Did you wash your hands?
That was my main thing.
I don't see no gloves. Their finger.
Yes.
Did you keep that?
I think it was.
Oh, see.
I can't remember who it was. Was it Cindy?
Cindy or somebody. Kevin. Oh, one of
somebody licked their finger, and I'm like, okay, that's gross.
They didn't have
and then
no
they
gloves
put it in
on.
The fridge.
Well, yeah, because they wanted them to set.
Yeah, but I don't like cold peanut butter.
Me either.
Mm-mm. It's going to be hard.
Uh-uh. It's got to be room temperature
but
or warm.
Who was putting fucking chili flakes?
That oh, was that was, Bruno. Yeah, that was gross.
And Bruno. Prunes?
Prunes, no. Ugh. They all didn't seem like
someone
they liked
had
that
oats in it, though. I would do
yeah,
oats.
That was Dre, I think.
Oats, honey, and peanut
that
butter.
Good.
That
mm-hmm.
yeah.
No, yeah, that's a good combination, but not.
That looked good.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
So they had.
They should have made them peanut butter cookies.
Oh, yes. That's my favorite.
Then it would have been like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Peanut butter cookies.
Then it'd be warm and chewy and.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Remember those icebox peanut butter cookies that you can get in the little tube and cut
yes.
like the chocolate chip
yeah.
ones? Those are the best peanut butter cookies. The best. Because they kind of, you don't have to flatten them. They kind of puff up on their own.
Oh, you
I
just
use the
cut them or whatever?
Are,
yeah.
You mean the ones that already have the dough?
Yeah, you know,
it's
like
really
you,
just
it's
dough.
The dough.
Yeah, it's just the dough and
oh, yeah.
You
know,
yeah.
in the tube.
Like yeah.
Where you
yeah.
get chocolate chip and they have peanut butter, mm-hmm. they have sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So I do the, I'm lazy, so I do the peanut butter break and bake.
Oh, yeah.
They're already in the squares.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I haven't
you just
seen
break
those.
Them off, put them on a cooking sheet, throw them
and
in the oven.
Later, you're in heaven.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
We're all going to get off of here and
y'all
have some peanut butter.
Yes. Last week it was ranch. This week is peanut butter.
Yeah.
Right?
And not no Kraft peanut butter. Jif.
No.
Jif, if you're listening, we need some free peanut butter.
Yes.
Right?
We gave you a 5-minute commercial.
Send it to Canada.
Nah, send it here to Dallas. I'll take it. I go
Heck
through
yeah.
peanut butter. So anyway, so they have to get form correct matches in order to win a campfire sleepover prize. And actually, they got all of them right, I think.
They
there
did.
Was like,
they did. Every single
yep.
one.
Yeah, there was like, what, seven of them, six or seven of them? And they got all
five
of them
or
right.
Six. Yeah.
So, oh, go ahead.
I'm going to say, the campfire sleepover looked really fun.
That yeah, that did
fun.
Look cool.
They had marshmallows.
That was a good idea.
They got to bond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to talk game. They all just enjoyed each other.
Yes.
Kevin got choked up.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
Whatever.
I think that was, I was like, I think he's strategizing. But he
I think everything he does now is a strategy.
I think
yeah.
so too.
Calculated.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I understand it's a game. That's what he's there for. I get it. But I don't know. It just bothers me with him.
I know. Because he's not that
yeah,
slick.
Yeah, too smarmy, like you said.
Smarmy, yes.
Yeah.
Smarmy.
Slick. So then we get.
But I can't remember who it was at the campfire that said that, or maybe it was Kevin, that he can tell that they're all going to be friends in the outside world. But whoever said it, I'm like, you know what? They really are going to be friends in the outside world. Like, none of them are holding grudges. They're all, like, really friendly people.
Are you sure?
You think someone is going to...
How about the double eviction person that went out? Is she going to be friends with everybody?
I think once she gets over it, yes.
I think so.
Okay.
I
don't
do.
Know about
I
friends,
so.
But I think they'll be able to be cordial.
I don't think she's
going to
hold a grudge or anything,
okay.
but it's not going to be like, hey, girl, I'm on my way. No.
Yeah.
Not
no.
that
hey,
kind
let's
of
go hang out.
No.
Right.
I'm going to be in town. Be like, okay, bye. See ya.
I'm out.
Don't come by yeah. my house.
No.
Mama Elim and I were talking, though, and have you noticed how they just love their country? Like, love
yes.
Canada.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I love that.
Which
isn't it
is
awesome?
Great. Yes.
You should love your country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't
but
we love our country?
We do, but I don't think it comes up like it comes up with them.
It does not.
I think they really know how fortunate they are. Yeah.
I really don't.
LM, say that again.
I don't go around just randomly singing our national anthem.
Well, you know, I don't think they just randomly broke out with it. I'm sure someone said, let's sing the national. Actually, I bet Big Brother said, why don't you sing the national anthem? Because it's free. We don't got to pay for it. It's a common community common song or whatever they call that.
Yeah. But no, they're all like really patriotic, though.
I don't see anything weird about that. I think everyone is.
No, I don't think it's weird. I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't see that on our Big Brother. Matter of fact, I don't see that in my everyday world. I don't.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Like people just like, oh, I love my country. No, not me.
Well, not right now, maybe.
Yeah, maybe not right now. A lot of people who love their state.
Yeah, I think it's more of a state thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, we see everywhere around here.
State, city.
Yeah.
Ellen and I were talking about that.
We were,
like,
they
have a big Pride Day for opening day in Detroit. And
yep, it's like a
we
national.
We have a holiday here.
It's a citywide holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But y'all are baseball states. Cities, states.
We are.
You're a baseball state.
Well, we have a baseball team, but we don't get off on opening day. I mean,
we don't get it off.
I know there are people that take off work to go and take their kids out of school.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, huh? But I'm not a big baseball fan, though. So it wouldn't. But if one of them teams wins, you best believe I'm celebrating.
There you go.
Like when the Rangers won the World Series a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I celebrate even though I don't watch the game. I mean, I've been to a couple of games and I was like, boring.
Oh, stop it.
Man. So boring.
Everyone says baseball is so boring. It really is not.
It is so boring. Oh my gosh.
And it's even better to go.
It is.
That is a lot better than watching on TV. TV baseball is extremely boring, but even in person, I was like, peanut lady? Where's the popcorn man? Where's the lemonade? The frozen lemonade? They have these really good. Then the food is great at the baseball game. And I think I went to two or three games, and of course they were free. I didn't pay for them tickets. My boss loved baseball. He was always trying to get us to go to team outings. I was like, Now football, when we got to go to the Cowboys game, I was like, yes, I like football though.
Okay. I want to like football.
It's so fun. Now that's
football's okay.
Exciting.
It's not my favorite sport.
What's your favorite sport?
I like weird sports.
Weird sports?
Like Olympic sports and stuff.
Oh, okay. It's not weird,
but I guess, but they're just not on like some of the other sports are. Mm-hmm. So
we got a ways to go for the next Olympics.
I think next year, right?
The winter,
2018.
The winter
I think it's winter.
Yeah,
not sure. I lose track.
Yeah, it is winter because we got two more or three more years for the summer ones to come back.
Okay,
that's my favorite. Yeah, where's the next Olympics gonna be? Do we even know?
I don't know.
I don't remember where it's supposed to be at.
I thought it might be in like China or something next, or Japan. Maybe Japan, actually. That makes more sense.
For the winter ones or the summer?
I think so. For winter.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So that's going to be like, we're going to see everything late.
Yes. I correct myself. It's South Korea.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yep. 2018. Okay.
28. Oh, so that's winter.
Yeah, that's the winter one.
Okay.
And 2020 Summer Olympics is in Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I got mixed up. Yeah.
So they're both going to be over in Asia.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next. I don't know what I did this year, or this last time, but I totally missed all the opening ceremonies. Everything. Didn't see none of them.
Was this the one that was in Brazil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, we got way off left.
Anywho.
We really did.
Way off. Don't even remember what we was talking about.
That's Elmer's fault. The Canadian patriotism.
Oh, yeah, the patriotism.
We got off track.
No, but I love it. It's refreshing to watch.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's nice to see him having fun, not just plotting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After that little campfire fun, Ika and Dimitri are talking. They're like, she says, you know what? We need to get Emily out. That's the better plan. We need to get Emily out and keep Dylan. And I don't really remember why she came to that conclusion.
Yeah, I was wondering why, too.
Well, wasn't it because... No. I was going to say, I remember her having a conversation saying, if Emily goes, Dylan is going to go on a rampage targeting whoever's responsible. Mm. And he obviously will just have his eyes set on William, therefore taking the target off of Ika and Dimitri.
Okay, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
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 That's right. Yeah.
Then we get a montage of, I think it was Bruno, Kevin, Dylan, Emily talking about, well, if we go talk to William, we've never talked to him about game before, this is going to look really sketchy. Mm-hmm. So we're not even going to bother. And Kevin and Bruno both said that, but they went up and talked to him, which was smart, honestly. Jackie, too, she's like, huh, I'm going to go talk to William. So she goes to talk to William, and I was just like, what? And then Bruno goes to talk to William and throws Jackie, Emily under the bus. And I said, damn, he's trying to save his own butt, even though they're supposedly in alliance. And then Ika comes back and says, oh, yeah, let's go ahead. Forget Jackie. Let's go ahead and do Emily and Dylan. That's the better play. And she's trying to push everything off of Bruno. Because Dre was still talking about, let's get Bruno. At the end of the day, little William, I shouldn't call him little William. William. Sorry, William. He decides to nominate Dylan and Emily. Shocker. Oh. Not.
Yeah. Not.
Not.
I was disappointed.
Yes.
I was okay with it.
Same people.
I would have liked a bigger target.
Me too. I keep saying he's a big target. Shit, the man ain't won nothing yet. Okay, come on. So then when he nominates, or I think in the diary room, William says that Dylan's his actual target. He wants to get Dylan out. And so then Dylan, we see him being pissed, and he goes to talk to William, and he's like, that was really unoriginal. I don't even understand why you did that. Why can't you just be original and now nominate someone else who's bad for your game? I wasn't even coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if that was true or not, but. And so Williams is like, okay, I'm not scared of this big old blustery dude. But he didn't really say much back to him. He just sat there.
Yeah.
Emily cries, which, of course, that's what they always do. And Bruno's like, yes, I'm safe. Yes. And then in a conversation in one of the bedrooms, Kevin tells Emily and Dylan that he and William kissed. And so Dylan's like, oh, so that's how you were saved.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be in an alliance. Okay. So then he gets really salty. He says, look, let me go. Can I talk to you? And that's when he talks to William. And then she's like, can I come too? It's like, oh gosh, please.
Right.
To me, she annoys me more than he does.
Really?
Emily annoyed me more than Dylan. Just because of all the, I can't stay in here stuff. Without you.
Yeah.
Can I come with you and have a conversation too? No.
Do it yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So then we get the POV, flip it to win it. Karen, Dre, and Kevin were picked along with William, Emily, and Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
And what was this one? Oh, they had to flip it was a furniture challenge from the brick.
The brick.
Yeah.
The brick.
With Michael Bell, whoever that is. They were all excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did not know who Michael Bell was, but he was pretty good host. Nope.
He was.
And Cindy and Ika look good in their little red dresses.
Yeah, I was like, who are these women? And I'm like, oh, I know those guys. Yeah, they did look good.
So they had.
And what did they show them? Videos?
They showed them like a series of furniture, and they had to go and flip over the picture of the furniture that they showed or not showed, or
right,
the first 10 or the last 10. Mm. I don't think I could have done that.
It seems pretty challenging. Yeah. I don't think I would have done that well.
Confused.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
They did pretty well.
They did pretty well.
So really well.
Dylan won his round against William, and then Kevin beat Karen, and then Emily beat Dre. So then it was Emily and Kevin that went, which was smart. It was Emily, Dylan, and Kevin. And so she, instead of going up against Dylan, she went against Kevin, which was smart. But she ended up losing. So then it became Kevin versus Dylan. And Kevin turned out to be pretty good at that game.
Yes.
He was.
They also, not only did they win the veto, but they won $5,000 from the brick.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Kevin is going all out. And before they get to the final round, Dylan whispers to Kevin, hey, throw it. Just throw it.
Yeah.
And I'll give you $2,500.
Yeah.
And Kevin's like,
Okay, but this is the thing. The way Dylan said it, like, I'll give you $2,500. That's a lot of money. Okay, listen. Kevin heard the rules just like you did. And it's, wasn't it $2,500 gift card to the brick?
$5,000.
Or $5,000 gift card to the brick?
$5,000, right.
So you're not giving me cash.
I think it was cash. I think it was I think it was $5,000 from the brick, not furniture.
Oh, like, see, I thought it was furniture.
Maybe it
whatever
was.
The brick has.
But I thought it was cash that they were just giving up in the prize.
Oh, okay.
But maybe it was furniture. I don't know.
It's a gift card to whatever they have at the brick.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's, yeah.
But it could be like a Target kind of place.
But, I mean, that wasn't much. He should have said, look, I'll give you the $5,000, period. That's what he should have said.
Period. Just give me the veto.
Because if he wins, he'll get the $5,000. If he don't.
Right.
You'll give him the whole $5,000. I mean, anyway.
Thank you. He didn't make the deal sweet enough.
No. And Kevin wanted to win anyway, because he was trying to protect his people, which were not Dylan and Emily, which they find out.
Right. Right.
Right.
So Kevin wins the final round of the veto, and Dylan is irritated and pissed again. Why was he going for it? Why? I mean, we're supposed to be in an alliance. And I'm like, duh, dummy. Because they ain't really in an alliance with you. They just were using y'all. So then he's like, oh, Kevin, you're going to use it? You're going to use it? He's like, don't know.
I don't know yet.
No, probably not, he said.
Like, yeah, oh, probably not.
Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to be in an alliance. Well. Then we
so
get.
So much for that.
Yeah. Then we get the birthday party for Bruno, Cindy, and Dre, who all had a birthday that same week, which is pretty amazing. They all had a birthday that week.
I know.
They each get a gift from home, and Bruno breaks all the way down when he sees the little bitty card from his little baby boys. And he also had some cute little hand necklaces. I thought those were cute.
Yes. Like
little handprint necklaces. They weren't handprint, but they were little necklaces.
Very nice.
Those were cute. But he was boo-hooing, baby.
Okay, stop. He wasn't boo-hooing.
You don't think that was boo-hooing?
Boo-hooing is like boo-hoo sounds.
Oh. Well, he
was as controlled as he could be.
Which wasn't much.
Yeah.
Oh, it was obvious, but yeah, he wasn't like bawling.
Right.
I thought he was bawling.
Oh my goodness.
And I get it, but damn, there has only been like a month.
It's his kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I'm just not as sentimental.
Well, you don't know until you're in that situation.
That's true.
And his kids are little.
I guess I should.
They're little boys.
And they're really little, yeah.
How little are they?
Like 5 and something.
All right.
They're little.
Probably, yeah, they're little.
Okay.
Little. All right. But I thought that after Dylan started crying and he went outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was nice that Ika comforted him.
I don't think anyone should have went out there.
What?
Let him stay outside and cry by himself.
What? You wouldn't have gone.
Now she went.
I knew I would not have gone.
Ika went and hugged and comforted Bruno.
I thought it was nice because she
has children.
Now,
how come she couldn't run and go comfort Dylan too? because he is basically a parent, even though it's not his physical child.
Yeah.
Do you see Karen crying?
Well, that's what I said.
Her kids are bigger.
Well, that's doesn't what matter. I said. I wouldn't have been and crying, but if you're okay with Bruno like crying, today. You should be okay with Dylan crying. That's all I'm saying.
Bruno's crying because his kids wrote him a card.
Yeah. And you already
why is
know,
Dylan crying exactly?
Well, okay. So this is the same argument I had, 3 weeks ago when whoever was in the diary room got a message from their mama, somebody, and Bruno's over there boo fucking hooing. And I'm like, what are he crying for? And you were like, oh, well, I mean, it doesn't matter. He wasn't doing all that kind of crying. I was like, he was boo-hooing, honey.
I don't know why you keep saying Bruno boo-hoo.
She's exaggerating slightly.
Yes!
What?
Everyone and else that was regular yeah, cries. But when it comes to Bruno, you say he boo-hoos.
Yes, he was boo-hooing. You don't think that was boo-hooing? I think Dylan was boo-hooing.
No.
Dylan was boo-hooing, too.
Dylan was, yeah.
Dylan was boo-hooing.
He was. Oh, Dylan
Bruno was,
yeah. was
boo-hooing. You need to go back and watch that. Now, wait.
He's just crying.
Because you don't
he like at least tried to cover his face.
Because you don't like Dylan, it's unreasonable for him to be crying.
That's why I don't like
Dylan. Listen. Because you don't like Dylan... You think it's so unreasonable for him to cry over a child he takes care of and is the parent of, guardian for, but Bruno can just cry willy-nilly at someone else's hello message in the diary room and nobody says anything about it?
It's not willy-nilly.
What was it? Because they never told us what the hell he was crying for.
You exaggerate when it comes to Bruno.
No, that was not... You don't remember? He was like sobbing.
He was okay. Stop.
Okay, I'm gonna go sobbing. Find the clip. I'm gonna go find this clip.
Sobbing. Come on.
And nobody asked no questions. Now, how come I can't comfort Bruno and Dylan because they're both emotional at the moment over children that they raise?
She didn't comfort Bruno.
She did. She went over and hugged him, and he hugged her back.
Oh, okay. I just saw her comforting Dylan.
No, he was sitting at the table, though. I mean, she did it when, and it was nice because he was crying with, he had his hands over his face, and then he took his hands away and hugged her back. And then she walked away, and then she noticed Dylan go outside, so she walked over and went outside.
Gotcha. Now, why didn't Emily go out there?
Well, that's the question. That's a good question.
Right.
Because she's sick of it, too.
And she ain't got no kids.
Yeah, she don't know.
But if she has feelings for him, she should have been out there.
Well,
agreed.
Maybe. Yeah.
But I think it's because she's sick of it, too.
And I was like Karen going, damn, y'all.
This party sucks.
It's a sucky-ass party. Let's have fun. Okay. So then Karen actually says the word crybabies, which I thought was funny. And then Dre comes up with a plan to save Dylan or Emily and backdoor Bruno. Because she is gunning for Bruno. Now, I never did get, or they never did show, why is Dre so keen on getting Bruno out? Did you guys ever see that?
I think I don't know if it's the editing, but I think we're missing parts of Dre. Because I had no idea that she felt that way about Jackie. Had no idea she feels that way about Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had more of an idea about the Jackie because her and Jackie had that conversation that one time last week where Jackie was like, well, you was voting for me and I don't understand for me to get out.
Yeah.
But I've never seen her and Bruno ever have anything.
No, I don't.
Argument or disagreement. So, yeah, I think you're right. The editing, we're missing something with that part because she was gunning for him hard.
Well, she's just looking to get a good... somebody out.
But why him?
He's a big threat. He's been there before and, you know, he's not playing the game right now. He's hiding.
You don't think he's playing the game?
I don't know. I think him and Kevin, you know, to me, the women are running the game.
Mm-hmm.
We see Dre. Yeah. And I like that. You know, mm-hmm. she's trying to get William to do what she, you know, she wants to do. And Ika is certainly running Dimitri.
Yeah.
And Netta is running the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
So
why do you think, like, I would love to see the girls make an alliance.
Oh, I know. Stick together. It never happens.
We say that every
They'd
year.
Be so
I know.
Powerful, though, because they yes. really are running this house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I that would have been really cool, but.
Yeah.
It never happens because there's always one that talks about girl power, but then on the other hand,
yeah.
doesn't want any girls around. They want to be the only girl.
That's
I'm
true.
Thinking, do you know how dumb that is? Because when you're the only girl, they pick your ass off.
Right.
And the fact that there's so right. many girls left, actually, I think there's been more guys than girls that evicted.
Yeah.
Then y'all need to start rallying around, but I don't think they'll ever do that because of all the other shit that's gone on.
Yeah.
At this point,
it's too late. I think
it's too late.
They're already separated. You know?
Actually, now I think I'm wrong. It's been more girls now than guys that have been evicted. But so then we get William trying to play Kevin because Dre has told him, oh no, he said that you're a boy toy. He said that he's just playing you. So it's time for you to work, go to work and play him back. Let's get him to use the veto on Emily or Dylan. And then we're going to put up Bruno in their place. And this will be a good way to get back at Kevin for doing that and get the other side out. And I'm thinking, well, shit, why didn't you do that before? Why didn't you nominate
exactly.
that way? Because mm-hmm. I don't know that he's going to actually do it. So William at that point is like, oh, yeah, I got to play this up. I got to just try to use him to get what I want to get done. So he tries to romance and sly dog, say, hey, you know, what if you used it and I put up Jackie because she's really getting on my nerves. And Kevin's like, yeah, that's a great idea because then he didn't say this to William. I could help Dylan out and get him back in on my side. So he's not mad, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. But the more that Kevin thought about it, he's like, something fishy. I don't know if I could trust it. They might be trying to get Bruno out and I need to protect my alliance by leaving everything the same. What'd y'all think about this slyness?
Slyness.
Well, slyness on William's part and then slyness on Kevin's part, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think William thinks... I don't think he's as good as he thinks he is. You know?
No, he's not.
I think he's trying to be sly and trying to play him and convince him, but I don't think he's very convincing. I think Kevin is very convincing.
Apparently.
Or at least he is. He's convincing William, that's for sure.
Yeah, apparently, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin saw through all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets up and decides not to use the veto. And yeah. William is hot. Pissed, I mean.
Is he, though?
Heated.
Is he?
Is he or is he just, I don't know.
You think
yeah, he is. Did you see the look on his face?
I think he is.
Oh,
I got
yes,
so annoyed
is.
During this episode because... For maybe more than half the episode, you're seeing, you know, Dre try to convince William and then William's trying to convince Kevin and then this and that. And then in the end, nothing happens and it pisses me off because I wanted Bruno to go up.
I did too.
I wanted that to happen.
I did too.
And
he
I get pissed off at the end.
Now he might not have left because honestly, if they would have left Dylan up there, I was thinking they were going to take Emily off, leave Dylan up there and then put Bruno up.
Yeah.
But if they would have left him up there, I think Dylan still would have went home.
Yeah, it's possible.
But at least do something to shake the shit up. So
do something.
Thank you. But
thank
I was
you.
I was irritated, like you, Ali, but before when they were doing all this planning, I'm thinking, you know what? Y'all wouldn't have had to do this if you would have just nominated mm-hmm. him in the first damn place.
Exactly. Yeah, and
he,
make them work for it.
Yeah, and if he got off on the veto, then you could have put Kevin up.
Exactly.
That would have been the better plan than Dylan and Emily.
Yeah.
They ain't running nothing.
The back door didn't work. Nope.
No. So we get to the live eviction, well, live quote unquote eviction show. Double eviction.
Eviction night.
Arissa was on bling. Fantasticness.
Mm-hmm. Stripey bling.
Striped bling. I wonder if that dress was scratchy. You know when you ever have a bling shirt like that? I always wonder if it's scratchy. Or how they've been.
No, because I'm sure it has lining.
That's true.
Yeah.
And she reveals that the double evictee, the second person evicted, will be the first member of the jury.
Yes.
And that means that, well, in my mind, I extrapolated it to mean, I don't think she said it at that point, that Netta was free and clear.
Yes, that's right. Yep. The reign is over.
The reign of terror has ended.
Exactly. So,
it wasn't terror, but you know, reign is over. So they replay the veto ceremony. And then I don't understand still to this day why everyone hugs each other after the damn veto ceremony.
Yeah.
So William hugs Kevin and says, F you. And then he stalks away. I'm like, well, shit, it's too late. It's your fault for not putting his ass up in the first place. And Kevin says, hey, I had an inkling they was going to do something hinky. So I just said, no, I'm not using it to protect my alliance, which is smart.
Very.
If you have an inkling, don't do it.
Protect my boo.
Yes. I mean, he's really close with Bruno, so
yep,
he didn't want anything to happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then Emily and Dylan realized they were duped.
Duped.
And Dylan starts shit-talking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Emily, so the shit-talking was kind of semi-shit-talking, because if he was really going to shit-talk, he would have shit-talked everything. He would have thrown everything out there, which is what I would have done. I'm like, oh, so let me, you're telling me we're in an alliance, but we're not really in an alliance because you didn't use the veto to save your alliance. Well, who are they going to put up? Well, I don't know, but your alliance member wouldn't have went out, and we have the number supposedly to keep whoever's off the block or, you know, here. And they're like, yeah, but we couldn't trust they were going to put up Jackie. We didn't know. Now, if he was really going to stir up some shit, like he mentioned Dylan in one of his diary rooms, that he would have started telling all kinds of shit. Oh, yeah, they all together. Oh, yeah, they all working against each other. If you guys on the other side need a vote, keep my ass safe.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he didn't want to campaign against Emily, which he ends up kind of doing later.
Anyway. He does it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both do it.
They both, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Emily tries to go talk to the alliance, and this was such an awkward-looking conversation.
Oh, my God.
It was kind of like that conversation with Dallas where he was like, look, are y'all going to help me or not?
Yep.
It was like crickets.
Netta, this is kind of annoyed me with Netta, because we didn't really see her up until this point, but then
she
pipes up and she's like, well, you're the one that kind of threw all of us under the bus by saying so-and-so's working with this person and this person and this person. She's like, hey, because I'm trying to get off the block. And I'm wondering why my alliance isn't helping me do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Netta just kept saying, well, but you've done this to this. We're not going to promise anything. And that's when they should have known that shit wasn't real. Dylan?
Yep.
Bruno tries to go make up with Dylan. And he says, I'm going to do it by stroking his ego, because he's ego driven. and he's saying, look, I don't want you to go. I want you to stay. And I'm going to try my best to get you to stay. And then Dylan says, which is what I was like, oh, he says, okay, but don't tell Emily.
Mm. Yes.
And I said, oh, shit.
Yep.
He's playing. He's in.
I'm like, damn.
Mr. I already won.
I catch him feelings for the girl. So then we get this scene of Dylan holding a boxing class for the house guests. And then Big Brother tells him, which was kind of a wasted, I mean, I didn't care really. But then they Big Brother tells everyone they have to keep their gloves on all night. So that was kind of funny, seeing them trying to drink and eat and Cindy trying to do laundry with boxing gloves on. And then we get a scene of the six, which they felt really bold to do this, meaning to discuss who to vote out. Who should they keep? Who should they vote out?
Right.
And then Dre and William walk by and see them, and they're like, oh, shit, why is Ika and Dimitri out there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they should already know she's playing both sides. So I don't know why they were that shocked. They should have already seen that.
Yeah.
That shit coming. Then we get to eviction pretty quick because, you know, we have to get two of them out the way. And Arista never said how they were going to do it. It's going to be a vote? Were they going to go through the whole HOH cycle? Mm-hmm. So I didn't really know how quickly they would get to everything, but they got to it pretty daggum quick.
They made it work.
They made it work, didn't they? I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
So it's eviction time, and with a vote of 8-1, and I was like, okay, one.
Yep.
Emily is evicted.
Out.
No, I thought it was 8-2.
I thought it was just one vote.
Dre.
She got.
I think what? It was just Dre that voted.
Yeah. For
just Dre? Okay. Yeah.
I think so.
Yep. Everybody else was Dylan to stay. Well, Dre was the only one that said she wanted Dylan to go. Everyone else wanted Emily to go.
Okay.
So Emily is voted out of the Big Brother house.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Like, whatevs.
Adios.
So then Arissa and Emily talk, and the only thing I remember from the conversation was the goodbye messages, because I don't really remember what Emily was talking about. Oh, how do you think Dylan's going to do? She's like, oh, he's going to cry all the time, like he does already.
Now, did you find that funny? Oh. That was the first thing she said.
That was funny. I did laugh.
You know, he probably does it more than we even see.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, you know he does. Yeah. He does. But he said, you know what? Remember when we did the first episode, he said that in his very first interview that he cries, he's emotional.
He's a crier.
He's a crier. Anyway, so the other thing that I remember from it was the goodbye messages and Karen saying, you are nice. You're not like these mean bitches in this house.
Yeah. Like,
good old Karen.
Tell us how you really felt, Karen.
I loved it. I loved it. She's like, I'm going to miss you. Because you're actually nice, not like these mean bitches in here. So after that conversation, then Arissa comes on the screen, says, house guests, come to the living room. And they're all like, aw, shit. And she tells them it's a double elimination. And that, oh, just FYI, in case you didn't know, Netta, your immunity is over.
Woo!
And the audience cheers, and they hear it.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, And so it makes me wonder how that makes the people in her alliance, if they are going to change anything, if she would have stayed, if they would have changed how they have been strategizing.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Because they know Canada doesn't like her anymore.
Yeah, because they know Canada's cheering for her ass to be gone.
Right.
So then they do a before or after HOH, which I usually like those ones. And it's, you know, before or after. Most of the housemates get gone after the first, like, three or four questions, which was pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up being a tiebreaker with Kevin and Cindy. And I kept thinking, ooh, I don't know how this is going to go. If Kevin wins, it's probably going to be Dre,
William,
Ika,
Dre.
Maybe even William. Maybe Ika, because they keep talking about her every once in a while. And turns out that Cindy wins HOH.
Oh, my God.
Now, I didn't know what Cindy was going to do either. But I did know that, you know, she had some altercations with, what's her name? Netta.
Netta, yeah.
And she's on that side, so I figured it'd probably still be the same. So, she nominates Dylan and Jackie, which was not totally what I thought she was going to do, but still not bad. Because I was thinking, okay, if Jackie leaves, I ain't going to be heartbroken.
Right.
Because she had to nominate quick. She couldn't even talk to anybody, really.
No.
And she was looking stressed.
Super stressed.
So then they immediately go into POV. Ended up being Dylan, Jackie, Cindy, Ika, Netta, and Karen. And it was a pretty intricate challenge where they had to untangle themselves through all this rope. Through these monkey bars and up and down this thing and go under a bar, over a bar, and all this
stuff. Yeah, this was like a Survivor challenge.
It was. Yes, it was, wasn't it?
They always have to do that stuff.
Oh,
wow.
Sister A, pretty cool.
Sister A, on that topic, remind us to talk about that before we leave today.
Okay.
I mean, before we stop the podcast. We have to talk about Survivor real quick. It was epic this last week.
Okay. It was.
But all I remember was Jackie was hauling ass, Jack. I mean, she was not playing.
She really was.
No. She, that is the most I have seen her move, the quickest I have seen her move the whole season.
She was out of that thing so fast.
I was like, good grief, the girl was serious.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for once I wasn't annoyed because she wasn't crying or saying somebody was, you know, harassing her.
Focused.
Or something. Yeah. So Jackie wins the POV. And as soon as she wins the POV, Arissa says, okay, everybody go back to the living room. So on their way back to the living room, Aika was smart, honey. Aika said, Cindy, put up Netta. Put up Netta. Go ahead and put up Netta. Honey, Netta hears it and immediately is like,
what?
Cindy, no, Cindy. And Cindy's trying to walk in the house and Netta is in her way going, Cindy, no, you cannot do that. We are working together. Why are you listening to someone who always is talking mess on you? So Cindy tries to go hide in the pantry room. Doesn't work. They all follow her in there. Aika is still telling her, oh, no, you need to get Netta out. Put her up. She will go. And then Netta is like, you're trash, Aika. You're trash. You just talk shit about Cindy all the time. Now, I know that, I mean, you could tell she was just desperate. Desperation.
Yeah, because she's the one that talks shit about Cindy all the time.
Mm-hmm. And maybe she has, and we just haven't seen Aika do it.
That's
but
true.
Either way, they're both going to say whatever to do. And Netta was just trying to save her skin. But I didn't like all the trash comments and how her being a mean girl and all this stuff. I'm like, really? Okay. So Aika is saying right in there saying, oh, well, you will go home. You will definitely go home. And they're trying to break them up because I guess they thought that Aika was going to throw down or something. I'm like, why are y'all standing in the way in between them like they about to fight and duke? They ain't going to go through all that. It was exciting, though. I liked it.
It was awesome.
It's good. This is the kind of Big Brother I love.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, you will go home. You will. And she does that. You will go home. Oh, Netta looked fucking scared, didn't she? Her eyes was
super
wide.
Oh, yes.
So they get back on the couch. Jackie, of course, uses the POV on herself. And Cindy has to do a replacement nom. And so Cindy is having so many troubles.
She was.
I mean, so many troubles. I'm like, Cindy, look. Obviously, you want to do it. You're just feeling bad about doing it. Because otherwise, she would have said, no, I'm not doing it. And she would have...
Yeah, and would have already had a person in your mind.
No, she wanted to do it. She just didn't feel right about it.
I know.
So
I think Cindy was probably thinking, Netta's, if I do it, Netta is the first person in jury.
Mm.
I think that's what Cindy was having trouble with.
Mm.
That's a good point. It's a very good point.
You've already got an enemy in jury.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But Netta's been running the show with an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Talking shit to you. Been a little bitchy.
Mm-hmm.
Whether she got cocky or whatever. Which they all do, honestly. It ain't just Netta that gets cocky.
That's true.
They all get cocky.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can't be edited to look ugly unless she was looking ugly anyway. That's what I said.
There you go.
Right. Yep.
So you can't blame edits because if you wouldn't have said all that shit, they wouldn't have been able to show all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so Cindy gets up and Arissa's like, okay, I need your answer. And Cindy's like, oh, I can't. And Arissa says, you can and you will.
Yeah.
I was cracking up. I said, go, Arissa.
Don't mess with Arissa.
And then, I don't know if you noticed, if you were on Twitter, that was like the whole anthem of the day. You can. And you will. Yeah, somebody was like,
that's
Arissa,
awesome.
I'm so sad. I have to do my taxes. I don't want to. And she said, you can and you will.
That's great.
I didn't see that one.
And then somebody was saying, that is going to be the best saying of all of the Big Brothers. That is iconic. That's going down in history. So everything was like, you can and you will.
Like, listen, sister, we're on a deadline. You got to give me your nom.
Give me your damn nomination.
This is live, lady.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny. So good. So then Cindy says, Netta, I nominate Netta. And so Netta knew. She gets up and she's sitting there and I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
I know.
And Dylan was like, what?
Dylan looked dumbstruck.
He was shocked.
He was.
But I thought was kind of endearing, because as dumbstruck as he looked, which I don't know why he was looking so damn fucking confused, when Netta was looking so sad and forlorn, he actually tried to comfort her a little bit, which I thought was nice. Because yeah. He should be worried about his own damn self. You know, like, oh, yeah. Good, I have a chance. I have a chance, because they might want to get her out before they get me out. So anyway, so they go in to vote. Every single person, even in her own alliance, voted her out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And the crowd was so psyched when, well, first when she got nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when she got, evicted. Yeah. Evicted.
And I was, even as the votes were being placed, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was screaming and hollering. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the best ever. The best episode of any Big Brother. Well, not any.
Well, don't go crazy now.
Yeah. Right?
The best episode in a long ass time. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
In a long ass time.
Yes.
So then I kind of felt a little bit bad, because then Arissa says, welcome Netta. And honey, Netta is walking down the stairs crying. I mean, I felt like she was going to fall out down the stairs.
I know.
And then
she's probably
the most emotional.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big D ever.
Then she sits down and she's like, I can't. And she wouldn't even look up. She was crying so much.
I know.
I felt a little bad.
And no, I didn't feel bad.
I didn't feel bad.
I felt a little bit bad, because I don't want to see anybody cry like that. I mean, come on. Even though she was bitchy. Come on. No. I'm bitchy too sometimes. But she was real bitchy. But the thing that got me was, she's like, I lasted 1 hour of being safe.
That just made me laugh even harder.
They had to like bleep her out.
Sure. I think she said fucking safe.
She's like, I've fucked up so bad.
Yeah.
Bleeped her out.
She did.
She did?
Because it's what we said, 2 weeks ago, when she was HOH, when she fought for HOH, talking about, I have to prove when I get safe that I deserve to be here. No, you don't. Just sit back, be friendly with every single person there.
Exactly.
And then they won't even bring your name up when you end up not being safe anymore. You'll just be another number in a face.
Yep, not a threat.
Not a threat, but no, you had to go show how powerful you were, and now your ass is a threat. I don't know. No. I don't understand that strategy.
But Arissa was nice. She's like, you are a legend.
Yeah, because I think she felt bad too.
She did feel bad.
And she immediately, which I loved, she didn't try to talk to her anymore. She said, you know what? We're going to talk to Netta on whatever that thing is that they talk to them on afterwards. We're going to talk to Netta later. Hey, let's hear it for Netta. So she immediately went on with the rest of the show, because she knew that she wasn't getting nothing out of her.
No.
She was too emotional at that point.
Yes.
So I did appreciate that, because even though she was a B, I wanted her gone. You don't want to see anybody break down like that.
No.
They got really stuff to don't. Do.
Huh?
They got stuff to do on this episode.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
They ain't got no time.
Not time for your tears.
We ain't got time for all this sobbing, girl.
Ain't no time for that.
Now, we didn't even get, you know, by this point, they have done basically 2 full episodes in 1 damn hour.
Not even a whole hour.
Not even a full hour.
I know.
2 evictions, but a whole week basically in 30 minutes. You know, the HOH, nominations, veto, and eviction.
Yep.
That's crazy. So we didn't get a new HOH, did we? Or did I miss something?
It was going to be an all-nighter.
Like an endurance
one. That's all they said. Yeah. An endurance one.
Yeah. And I didn't go and look. I think I saw who was nominated, but I...
No! Don't say anything!
I'm not going to say it. I think I saw what one person was nominated, but I don't remember seeing who was HOH. So, I don't know. I honestly don't
know. We'll have to wait. It's on right now.
Yes, it is. Right?
Yeah, it is.
It's on right... No, it comes on in 30 minutes.
Oh, it's on at 9. Okay.
Yeah. 8 Central. I might be able to watch it live.
Ew.
Yeah. That little tricky trick I got is good. Comes in clear as a day, Jack. I'm stuck on saying Jack. I don't know why this week.
Jack all
night. I have been doing it so much this week. It's ridiculous. I don't know why. Something's going on in my brain. I can't stop saying it. Ah. So anyway, this was a fantastic Big Brother week. I mean, fantastic. Totally.
It was awesome.
Very, very good.
And with a bang.
Yes. And every week it's just doing the same thing, keeping me going and interested, and it's fun. And even when I don't like the shit that happens, it's still enjoyable to watch. And this was really enjoyable because I wanted them to go.
What an ending.
Yes. Epic, epic, epic. So let's do our one lone little baby email. And then, Sister A, we got to talk Survivor real quick.
Survivor. Okay.
LM, you got to hear this shit. You can't make this shit up. Survivor is also another show that has been on fucking fire all season.
Oh, yeah. Every week.
Yes. Just like Big Brother. Every week you're going, what? Jaw hanging open.
Yeah.
For like 2 minutes after the episode's over. You're like, really?
Another good season. Yeah. It's been great. It's
been awesome. After so many damn years, too. This is amazing. Okay. So we have one piece of feedback, and it is from Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
He says, hey, sisters, this has probably been the most exciting week of Big Brother Canada ever. Let's get started. Agreed.
Yes.
William as HOH. Love, love, loved it. I've been enjoying these kinds of HOH comps because it's 50-50 with the house guests actually trying to win the comp, but also could just win it with sure luck. When William won, I think he was in shock. My favorite scene was when both him and Dre were just walking near the pool and Dre noticed the core six. It was just pretty funny that instead of confronting them, they just left. I mean, at this point of the game, it shouldn't be a surprise that your alliance, quote unquote, would be revealed sooner or later. Yep. True. Kevin is really playing the I like you a lot card with William really hard. I saw a live feed clip on Twitter that they think it was Kevin giving William a hand job under the covers in the HOH. Oh, Lord, I didn't even know that. Didn't want to. Yep, he went that far.
Oh, damn.
Damn, Kev.
Wow.
Karen, this upcoming info came from Lindsay, who was listening to another podcast. It's about when Dre mentioned to William that Kevin called him his boy toy. Apparently, that wasn't true and only came from Karen, who intentionally made it up to cause some drama. Oh, really?
Nice one.
Good. Love her.
Well, it's still something Kevin would really say, so.
Yeah. I don't know if he'd say boy toy, but I think he is using him, though.
Yeah.
Love her, whether or not this is true or not. I read online that she is now the oldest house guest to make it to jury. Really?
Awesome.
That's awesome.
I'm so glad she's still around.
Is she 50-something or 40-something? That's not that old. That's actually pretty sad that she's the oldest house guest to make it a jury. They need to get more older people in there.
Is that just in BB Canada history?
He said to make it to jury, not Canada jury. I don't know. Joseph, we'll need to get some research on that.
Get back to us.
Netta versus Ika. Wow, wow, wow. This was some TV gold right here. When Netta said to Ika, girl, bye, I had chills because it reminded me of BB15. Not cool. Also, it was awesome that when Cindy made Netta the replacement nominee, the live audience was cheering so loud. Not only that, they could see it on the screen because of Arissa. They could see the crowd that was behind her. But even before that, when Arissa announced that Netta's immunity was over, the look that Ika and Demetrius made was hilarious. Also, when Arissa told Cindy that you can and you will, that was also epic. Yes, it was.
Yes.
You can and you will. Now, this is the part where I found Netta to be discredited. It's similar to when in the UK, the housemates call out another housemate for playing the game. When Netta was giving her speech why she shouldn't be evicted because Ika will ruin this alliance because she's manipulative, etc., isn't that what she's been doing this whole time? Again, the crowd booing her when she said that was music to my ears. Laugh out loud. Especially when Ika was thanking Canada. That was funny. She's like, thank you, Canada. Dre. Just wanted to say that I love how very poker face she is when she votes in the diary room. Laugh out loud. She is very poker face in there. Netta's interview. This is where I felt she was a sore loser. I mean, everyone is playing the game, quote unquote, but her way wasn't smart. She did admit in her eviction Facebook Live interview that she should have laid low, but was worried Canada might think she was just a floater and was only dragged because of the immunity. But the thing is, with this logic, Canada doesn't vote who wins. Again, I still think not only could she have laid low, but could have still affected the game by socializing little by little. Agreed, Joseph. That's what we were saying. Arissa, in both interviews with Netta, still had her professionalism without revealing too much on what her personal views are of Netta. A+. See, mm-hmm. And I went to try to find that live thing, and I couldn't find it. So I'm going to have to go search for it again to see that the interview with
I haven't Netta. Seen it.
Phew! Haven't written in a long-ass email in a while, sisters. Laughing my ass off. Just so much went on in these past 3 days, and in that double eviction alone, it was just chaotic. See you guys online. Joseph from Las Vegas. Thank you,
Thank you, Joseph.
That was a good email.
Yeah. Mm.
Good points.
Very good points. Yes. I did feel bad, though, when she was crying, because I don't like to see people crying. But I still wanted her to be gone.
Yeah.
Because I don't like them cocky ones.
Ditto.
Okay, so can we talk Survivor, Sister A, real quick?
And yes, Sister Ellen. Let's do this.
I know you don't watch it, but you have to hear this mess. So this is like an all-star season of Survivor we talked about, I think, a couple weeks ago, called Game Changers. Yes, we talked about this when Joanne was on.
Yes.
And it's been pretty damn good because all of these folks have played before. They're all going hard as hell, and it's been awesome. Every week's kind of like a blind side where people don't really know who's going to get voted off, who's going to go home.
Exactly.
So in this week's episode, this one tribe, and see, I never can remember the tribe names.
I have no idea.
I have no idea the tribe name. But anyway, on this tribe, there were two gay men on the team, and they ended up being friendly on the show. They were talking about their lives and their past and da da da. Although the one guy, Zeke, was saying, I'm sorry to the other dude, but you're probably going to be the one to go home. He felt like he wanted to tell him that as his friend on the show.
As a friend.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he didn't want him to get blindsided or to lie to him because they had become friendly. And he said, I've tried to, you know, figure out another way, but it's not. So the other guy's name is Jeff Varner. And so they call him Varner because the host's name is Jeff, so that they don't get confused. So Varner decides, well, I'm going to let all kind of shit hang out at this tribal council, because they all go to tribal council. They talk with the host, Jeff, for a few minutes, and they all vote to try to sway people to vote their way.
Right.
So he made a comment, Sister A, I don't know if you remember. He said, before I even got there, I got some stuff I could be saying tonight. I got some stuff I'm going to reveal tonight, because I know people are not being honest around here.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what he talking about? I don't even get what he's saying.
He started off good.
He started off. I think they would have. You know what? I think if he would have
just shut the hell up. That. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Because I think they were all swaying towards him. So he gets the tribal council, and there's like 6 or 7 of them on the team, and he's like, "Look, I think you guys need to get off Ozzy, who's the biggest threat out here. Who's this guy who knows how to fish? He knows how to hunt. He knows how to win challenges. Because
he's good in everything.
He's good in everything.
Yeah.
If he gets to the merge, he's going to be winning everything. He's not going to be having y'all's back. He's going to have his own back. But I'm here as a person that can vote with you. When we get to the merge, I'll still stick with you. And blah blah blah. People were kind of nodding their heads, like, yeah, he's making sense. This sounds really good. He's like, because you guys are not being honest. All y'all, when I talked to every single one of y'all, a couple of y'all were okay with voting Ozzy out, and a couple of y'all not. And I don't understand why you guys think that you're all together when you're really not all together. He was making a really good case about getting Ozzy out. Then this bitch says, well, they're not being honest, and I honestly don't understand how you guys think you're all going to take each other with you to the end, because y'all aren't being honest. And then he says, Zeke, and he looks over at Zeke, the other man who's supposedly his friend, the gay man. He goes, why haven't you told them that you're transitioning? And Zeke's face looks like he got
dropped,
struck by lightning, first of all. The other tribe members, there's like five of them, they just start yelling at Varner, like, what the fuck? How could you? How dare you? He's looking at them like, what? Well, he's lying. He hasn't told y'all, has he? He's lying. Now, there's there's another gay man on the tribe named Ty. He's Vietnamese, I think. And he's like, how dare you? It's someone's personal choice when they reveal that kind of a thing. How dare you? And I'm yelling at my TV at this point. I'm like, this motherfucker. Could not believe it. Zeke, poor thing, is still looking like a deer in the fucking headlights. He ain't saying nothing. It's like he's been slapped, hit by lightning, stabbed, everything.
Shocked. Like, yeah.
He's in shock. You can see his face. He's not even there. And even Jeff, the host, goes, Zeke's not even with us right now. Because normally he's very present. He participates in tribals. Mm-hmm. He's not even there. And the camera goes to Zeke, and he ain't there. His eyes are like glazed over.
Yes.
So then,
unbelievable.
Yeah. So then housemates. The tribe, one girl starts crying. The Thai, he's yelling. Another woman is yelling. There was another woman, Debbie. Debbie's like, how dare you? So she's actually like touching Zeke's hand. It doesn't matter. We didn't know and we don't care. We got to know Zeke the way he is. This has never been.
Yeah, nobody knew about this.
Nobody knew. And this is his second time on Survivor.
Right.
Nobody knew. It never got revealed. So then this motherfucker, Varner, is talking about, well, I just thought you guys knew. I thought you knew. And the one lady says, no, you didn't. Because you just got done saying, how come he didn't tell us? You didn't think he knew. You were being malicious and mean. Nuh-uh, because I'm not like that. I have plenty of friends in the trans community. I wouldn't hurt any of them.
They know how I feel.
Yeah. That's like calling somebody the N-word and then saying, I have a bunch of black friends.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's trying to backtrack.
He is backtracking.
He fucked up.
Lying, basically. Oh, well, I thought you guys knew. I thought you knew. I work with so many people in that community, and I would never hurt them. That was not my intention. Yes, it was. Jeff Probst's face was like, his mouth was hanging open, but I think Jeff Probst was pissed.
Oh, definitely.
I think he was pissed. He's like, do you see how hypocritical you are sounding right now? Where you're saying you weren't trying to hurt him, but yet that's exactly what you did.
Mm-hmm.
That is no one's choice. No one other's choice but their own to reveal when they come out as a gay person or when they're transitioning. That's not your choice to do. So then as he's realizing what he's done and that he's fucked up, then he starts crying, the Varner guy.
Yeah.
He starts crying and like, oh, I didn't mean it. And I'm so sorry, Zeke. And he keeps saying, I'm sorry. And looking at Zeke. And Zeke still ain't saying nothing.
Too late. No, he didn't say much at all.
He finally did.
Yes.
And what he said was so on point.
Amazing.
And like perfect.
Yeah.
Like so composed. It couldn't have been scripted better by any writer in the world.
Yeah.
And you were just like so proud of him in that moment. He said, look. I knew this is a possibility to happen because this is my second time on Survivor, but I wanted people to know me as Zeke, a good Survivor player, not Zeke, the trans person.
Exactly.
And as soon as people know that you're what you're going through, you become Zeke, the trans person. And I did not want that. I wanted to be Zeke, the Survivor player.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, But I knew there could be a chance that this could come out. But I never thought that it would be this way. I'm so sorry, Zeke. I didn't mean to, Zeke. And I'm like, oh, motherfucker. And then a couple of the tribes people were feeling bad for Varner. I'm like, no, I don't feel bad for him.
No,
don't think he meant it to be malicious, but it was not his place. And then the one lady who was the cop, I can't remember her name. Do you remember her name? The dark-haired one? Anyway, she says, oh, no, I don't believe him. He did that on purpose to be malicious. And he's like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. You don't know what I was thinking. She's like, well, can I finish what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, but I'm just not going to let you just attack me like that. And then Jeff Probst, the host, says, oh, really? Do you see how ironic you're being right now? You're not going to, you don't want her to misalign you, but you just misalign Zeke.
That'll be the last time we see Varner, I'll tell you.
I think so. Yep. Apparently he wrote some article. I didn't see it.
No, I
apologizing.
Don't know
about that. But Joanne did send me a link to an article that Zeke wrote after that episode aired, and it was so good. It was so good.
Oh, okay.
It talks about his whole, like, part of his past and how he ended up coming out and deciding to transition his, like, high school times, da, 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 and how Survivor really kind of helped him, saved him, because he was in a low, low place.
Yeah.
And just watching Survivor and then having this little goal of being a Survivor player, and it changed him when he went. And the fact that he was able to see Jeff Probst with his cute dimples, he says, and when, because Jeff is fine. Let me just tell you, LM, if you've never seen Jeff Probst, hello. You think Bruno is your bae.
Yeah.
Wait till you get a load of Jeff Probst. He's got two deep-ass dimples on either side of his face.
Send me a pic.
Yes, I will send you a pic. He's cute. And then he talked about how he became a decent, good enough player that they asked him back immediately because he was just on last
season. He was just on, yeah.
And that apparently he did so well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then he talked about what happened that night in Tribal Council and how he really did blank out and he didn't hear most of the conversation. And he came to, like, right when they were attacking Varner. And he said that he knew in that moment he could go one of two ways. He could either hide and run and hide because he wanted to really run when it first happened, or he can make that moment his time to stand up and be calm. And it just made him calmer, he said. And that's how
that's amazing.
So, I know.
Because he could have totally, like, flown off the handle or started screaming at Varner and calling him this and that, but he didn't stoop to that level.
He didn't.
He just kept his composure. Like he was thinking about, or like you said, he had left and he was just whatever in his own mind.
Yeah.
And then he had his statement at the end and it was amazing.
It was amazing. And then he said that he thought, you know, previously that him and Varner would become really good friends. But he said, no, he says, I don't wish him any ill will. And I do think he's very sorry at this point. He said, but forgiving someone does not mean you have to be friends with them.
Right.
And I love that line that he said
That's good. In his article.
And I was like, yeah, Zeke, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what Varner should have done at this point would just be like, stand up and walk out. That's what I thought he should have done.
Yeah.
Don't even,
no.
You know?
Well.
Like, I'm self-evicting myself because I'm a complete asshole. I'm out, you know?
And then his excuse was, well, look, I was just trying to save my life. You know, we're out here scripping and scrapping. I was just trying to save my Survivor life. And that's when Ozzy spoke up, says, oh, really? You're going to do that to someone? You're lowering yourself that much to win a game,
this
to win $1 million?
Yeah. You're talking about somebody's life.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's not acceptable.
Oof, I was so heated.
Unbelievable.
Watching that.
I'm so glad I didn't get spoiled.
Yeah.
Because I watched it a day late.
I watched it live, which I rarely do, and I'm so glad I did.
I couldn't believe it.
Can you believe that?
See you, Varner. Never liked you.
Wow.
Jeff Varner. Did you say Steve?
No, I said Varner.
Oh,
just
C.
Varner.
Oh, C. Varner.
See ya.
Well, do you think he's going to be at the reunion show?
I wonder about that. I don't know. You have to imagine that all this happened like months ago in their time.
It did.
It's new to us. So I don't know.
But still, shit. Would you show up at the reunion?
I wouldn't show up anywhere anymore.
Oh, that's just awful. And to be
a
gay man doing that shit.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
No.
And Zeke's just a young kid.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
Whoa. You know?
Yeah.
He's going through a lot. Just fuck off.
That's just awful. Anyway.
Yeah. Sorry. So
our reality. Yes, we did. She's like, whatever. Crickets.
What the hell? I'm not watching that show.
If you ever did, this is the season to watch. But yeah, our reality TV this season has been awesome.
Yes.
And I still haven't found the damn Amazing Race. When the hell does that come on now?
I think it's on Thursday nights.
Oh, no wonder. Okay. I need to go check it out.
Put it in your DVR.
Yeah, I need to. I couldn't find it the other day. I kept thinking, okay, it was on Friday. It was on Sunday. Where the hell is it?
I think we're 3 episodes in now.
Okay. Well, I got to try to find it. Yeah. CBS isn't the easiest to see on demand either. So anyway. Well, thank y'all for letting us talk Survivor along with Big Brother.
Yes.
If you would like to send us some feedback for Big Brother Canada or Survivor or whatever, you can send it to ssbigbrother@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail at 972-755-1215 or speakpipe.com/sistaspeakpodcast. You can find us on Twitter. I am @_SisterK and @SisterSpeakCast, C-A-S-T.
I am @LiteraryMarie.
And I am @AKSIDS.
You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/SisterSpeakPodcast. And we have an awesome, wonderful Facebook group called Sister Speak Nation. We are also on Instagram at Sister Speak Productions and Google Plus at googleplus.com/SisterSpeakPodcast. All right, that's it for now. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time. Bye.
Adios.
Bon nuit.
Good one.
That's a good one.